Ryan awoke once in the night. The fire had crumbled into itself, leaving only a pile of white ash, speckled with tiny glowing embers. Through the beaded curtain that was the front door to the hut, Ryan could see that it was a brilliant moonlit night, throwing sharp shadows across the dirt floor. Ryan wondered what had awakened him. There was slight pressure on his bladder from the Oakley that he'd drunk. The surprisingly potent liquor had also given him a sick headache, with pressure behind his eye. He decided to go and take a leak. It didn't seem a good idea to wander off and risk being shot by one of the guards. Ryan had noticed that some of the natives carried small leather pouches with rawhide thongs attached, stone-throwing slings. As well as the archaic blasters, they had bows with long arrows, and a few had blowpipes slung across their shoulders. Any of them could strike him down from the darkness unless he stepped carefully. He walked to the rear of the hut, looking out past two more buildings, seeing the surrounding fence through the gap. There was no sign of any sentries. Ryan felt the short hairs begin to prickle at his nape, and picked up both the Sig Sauer and the Ponga, holstering one and carefully sheathing the other. He stepped down into the open space, his head turning from side to side, suddenly realizing what had disturbed him. It crossed his mind to go back and wake Christy, to stir the others from sleep and go out to see if there was anything wrong. But there was always that moment of serious doubt that everything was fine, and he would have roused JB and the others for no good reason. Ryan moved with caution, picking his way between the houses toward the fence. His shadow preceded him, etched on the cropped grass of the compound. When he reached the perimeter, he stopped for a moment, puzzled that he hadn't yet seen any of the sentries or been seen by one of them. His hand had been hovering over the butt of his weapon, but now he relaxed a little. His eye caught a glimpse of a pair of naked feet sticking out from the deep shadow of the nearest building. Someone was either sleeping there, or something had gone seriously wrong in the village. Before he could try to rationalize what he'd seen, Ryan was dealt a crunching blow across the throat. He hadn't seen it coming and didn't have time to parry it successfully. He managed to get up his right hand to slightly deflect and dull the force of the hit, and if he hadn't, then he would certainly have been killed. Ryan staggered two steps away and slumped to his knees. The man who'd attacked him was an etched silhouette, holding a long club shaped like a baseball bat. He was certainly a native, but wore a necklace of teeth and claws from some kind of forest predator. A jaguar. Ryan ducked and rolled, trying to yell out a warning to the village, but his vocal cords had been damaged by the attack. There wasn't time to stand and try to draw either the Ponga or the Sig Sauer. Any attempt to do so would have left him open to a lethal blow from the native. If you couldn't get away safely, then try to get in close. He ducked inside the third swing of the club, taking a glancing blow into the ribs. He grappled with the man. The native dropped his useless club, trying to knee Ryan in the groin. A half-turn parried it with his thigh, but it still hurt. Ryan tried to grab at his enemy's genitals, but the man was quicker, moving sideways and drawing him off balance, his own hands reaching up for a stranglehold. To negate the attack, Ryan pressed himself closer, pushing his face against the native's neck, sliding upward and managing to get his arms around the barrel chest. Both men were already soaked in sweat. Ryan could hardly breathe through his damaged throat, and the nails on his adversary's stubby fingers were digging into his neck, clamping off what remained of his breath. The man dipped, trying to lift Ryan off his feet, but his opponent's slightly greater height defeated him. It occurred to him, like a shock of Sierra meltwater, that this nameless native from a stinking little village in the middle of nowhere was going to kill him. They struggled face to face, Ryan not daring to relax his grip on the man's body. Acting on a primitive atavistic impulse, Ryan opened his mouth and sunk his teeth into the man's carotid artery. The hands fell away from Ryan's throat, and he drew in a shuddering gasp of air, pushing Ryan away, and opened his own throat in the process. Ryan spat out the wad of meat in his mouth. While he took a couple of stumbling steps away, he reached for the cold butt of the 9mm blaster, leveled it, and squeezed the trigger.